So yesterday we spoke about how Avelos begins from the time of Stimas Hagolol. Avelos begins from the time that the Kavura is done. We discussed what exactly that means in terms of the Shita of Rashi, in terms of the Shita of the Bali HaTosis, the Rabbi Nutam. According to Rashi, means that you cover the coffin. According to Rabbi Nutam, it means that you do the Matseva, or that you roll the stone on top of the, what's it called, on top of the body, you roll the stone by the grave where the body is inside a cave or the like. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Stimas HaGolol is that you finish putting the dirt on the grave. So which Shita is that like? So the Taz seems to imply that this din is really according to Rashi. The Taz is saying that if there's a coffin, so Memeilo Stimas HaGolol is when you finish the coffin. If there's no coffins up the Taz, so then the din of Stimas HaGolol is that you just put the body in. When you put the body in, you finish covering it with dirt. That seems to be the way the Taz is interpreting the Shulchan Aruch. It's nice. It's a nice pshat, but the pashta says that all the Mefarshim follow the Rabbeinu Tam, not follow the Rashi. Meaning to say, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it says, Kaimalon Rabbeinu Tam. Yesterday, I pointed out that the Shach in Shin Ayin Gimel Seif Katan Yud Aleph sounds like he follows Rashi, and the Shach just reinterpreted Rashi. What Rashi means that you put the coffin in the ground and then you finish covering the coffin with dirt. Nonetheless, the Shach over here in Seif Katan Hay sounds like Stimas HaGolol means that the body is buried and you finish the kever, which sounds like the Rabbeinu Tam. So there is a teeny bit of a contradiction. Lamaisa, I thought that the Shita of Rashi is something to rely on, and I spoke about that case that we encountered, the case when the Kavura began 6 minutes after Shkia, etc. Sif Beis introduces us to a case when the Avelos begins before the Kavura. The din is, the Gemara Chaf Beis says, if you send the mace elsewhere and you don't know when the mace is going to be buried, so from the moment that they stop being malava the mace, that's when Shiva and Shloshim begins. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rishonim disagree about what is the pshat in this din. The Bahag says that Me'ez Shiachzru Panehem is an absolute rule. It doesn't matter if they're sending the mace to a different city or not to a different city. When the Avelim stop being involved, and the Avelim stop their involvement, so in that situation, the Avelos begins. That's the pshat of the Bahag. The Bahag is not followed in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch follows those who disagree with the Bahag, and they pass in that the din of turning around, that when you stop being metapil, you turn around, but that's when Haskalas Avelos, that's only true if you send the mace to a different city. That's the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rambam and the Ramban have slightly different reasons. You see, the Ramban writes, and this is in the Tiras HaAdam, page Kuf Samach Beis, the Ramban writes that the reason why Me'esh Shiachzru Panehem, if it's going with Ir Acheres, that's considered the Haskalas Avelos, the Ramban says, because if it's going to Ir Acheres, you're Misya'esh from the Kavura. You're not involved anymore. You're giving up. I'm not involved. It's going to Eretz Yisrael. No? That's the common case today. Like people send the Nifter to Eretz Yisrael. So when you, the Avelim will stay behind, when they give the mace over, when they turn around, they go back home. Let's say they go to the airport and then they leave. They go back home. So Avelos begins then because they're Misyayish Milakovro. That's the way the Ramban says it. The Rambam, however, has a different lashon. And the Rambam's Lashon, like always, seems to make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's Lashon is, Einam Yodim Masa Yikaber. You don't know when it's going to be buried. So the Pashtus would be that according to the Rambam, and that would seem to be the Shulchan Aruch, if you know when it's going to be buried, even though the mace is sent to be Iracheres, even though you turn around, but L'cha'ora, the Avelos does not begin until the Kavura. Right? Meaning that today, when people, let's say, have a telephone connection and they're able to follow the Levaya that way, or there is this new thing invented called Zoom. I don't know how many of you have heard of it, but once they invented this thing called Zoom, so people are watching the Levaya derech HaZoom. So the Pashtus would be that according to the Rambam, the Avelos does not begin until the actual Kavura, because in that case, it's Yodim Masai Yikaver. That's the Pashtus. Nonetheless, the Minhag HaOlam is, and the Bible Kohen in the Bani HaShulchan on in Sifkatin Yud Aleph and in the Be'urim over there, the Bani HaShulchan quotes that the Minhag HaOlam is that they begin their Avelos right away, even though they will know Mosai Yikaver. And it's unclear exactly why this is so. The Pashtus is that the reason for this din is that there is really no machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. When the Rambam says that you don't know when the mace is going to be buried, that's another way of saying that I am Misya'esh Milakovro. Right? And that's another way of saying it's Bi'ir Acheres. Right? It's all Kohan Cholam Holchem Al Hayom. It's all the same idea. So that's why the Minhag HaOlam is that we Prava Avelos from the moment that you say goodbye to the mace at the airport, even though you know when the Kavura is going to be. That seems to be the issue. Now, when I talk about whether the Avelos begins, or those situations when the Avelos begins before Stimas HaGolol, so there's a famous machlokes between the Netziv and his Tshuvas Meshev Davar in Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Beis, and his son-in-law, Reb Refuel Shapiro, in the, it's quoted in the Stechem, and it mamash took me forever to find it today. And I know that so the Bnei HaShulchan gives you the exact Naramakom. I'm like, so I was an idiot. I'm like looking for it, and like it's right there, Bnei HaShulchan. It's in Chelek He of the Stechem, Ma'areches Avelos, page 207. Now, the reason why this made me crazy is everyone quotes Ma'areches Avelos Simen Yud Dalet. There are two different Ma'areches Avelos and Simen Yud Dalet. He has Ma'areches Avelos, then he stops for like 60 pages with other topics, and he goes back like Hosafos and Ma'areches Avelos. So he writes Simen Yud Dalet, page 207. That's what Reb Five Bakonis Mitzayin. If not for him, I never would have found this. Right? I didn't realize that there's another Ma'areches Avelos going on later. Okay, but Reb Refuel Shapira and the Netziv have a machlokes about when you get a telegram, you're in Shnippeshuk, and you get a telegram that your relative in the town of Aishashuk was Nifter. Right? You're not going to go to Aishashuk for the Kavura. So when does your Avelos begin? You're going to know when the Kavura is. You get a telegram. They say, Yankel Shmerel, your relative in Aishashuk was Nifter. Lavaya is scheduled tomorrow at noon in the great Aishashukar Beis Halavayas. Right? You know when the funeral is going to be. So when do you observe Avelos? So the Netziv Tainis, that Avelos is observed from the Zman of Kavura. Reb Refuel says that the Avelos is observed from the time of the Shmiel. The Netziv brings a raya to his Yisod from Sif Hey, Sif Vav, excuse me, in Sif Vav in Shulchan Aruch, there's the case, Mishe Hodi Uhu Shetzlovo Ovde Kochavim Krovo Bi'iracheres. You are told that your relative is crucified in a different city, right? So plug the word Aishashuk in. You're told that your relative is crucified over there. V'nohag Avelos Miyad. V'achar kach nodu lo sh'adayin oimed b'tzliva, oz avelos lo olilo, v'chozer umonem esh yikover o mishenisya'ashu milakovril. Meaning that you begin to observe avelos because you hear that your relative is crucified, is hanging on the cross, and then you find out that you began the avelos before he was buried. They ended up leaving him hanging for a while. He's buried like 2 days later. So zot the Shulchan Aruch, the avelos that you began 2 days earlier doesn't count. And the real avelos is mizman sheyikaver. Zot the Nitziv, it's an ofen araya that I'm right. That avelos is masko mishas kivura. Comes along Rebbe Fo Shapiro, and he's Deicha the Raya. Rebbe Fo says, no. That case is very different. You see, in that case, the idea is, Rebbe Fo, that the mace is not Nitan Lekavura at that point. Meaning that you have no control over the situation. The relative who's Salub is in the control of the authorities. So the kavura couldn't have happened at that time. You made an assumption when the kavura would be. Your assumption was wrong. So you pravid avelos too early. But over here, when you could do the kavura right away, says Rebbe Fadel, right? Just you're delaying the kavura until tomorrow, whatever it is, right? So then you begin the avelos from the zman of the shmiya, not from the zman of the kvura. The Nitziv brings another raya to his yisaid from the case of the Rabbi Nutam. Right? What happened with Rabbi Nutam? Rabbi Nutam heard that his sister died in a different city. So he eats meat and drinks wine, because his sister had a husband and the husband is responsible for the kavura. He's not responsible. That's what the Rabbi Nutam did. Now you get the impressions of the Nitziv that the only reason why Rabbi Nutam ate meat and drank wine is because his sister had a husband. If not for the fact that the sister had a husband, he would have waited until the kavura, right? And he would have been usher in meat and wine until the kavura, just because she had a husband. So therefore he's completely masalik himself. He has nothing to do with it, right? He has no shaykhis, right? That's the way the Nitziv understands the Uvdud Rabbi Nutam. So you see from there, the Avelos begins in the Shas Kavura. So this is a case, again, the Nitziv and Rebbe Fo are disagreeing about when you know when the kavura is going to be. Right? You get a telegram that the kavura is going to be tomorrow in Aisha Shak. Can you begin your avelos now? Right? That's the Shaila. So Rebbe Fo says you begin now, and the Nitziv says you begin later. The Nitziv is proving that the avelos only begins in this man of kavura. The Nitziv's second raya is from the Uvda of Rabbi Nutam. Says Reb Rafael, I'm going to be docha that raya. I'm docha that raya for the following reason. The fact is that the husband of the of Rabbi Nutam's sister could have been considered a gadol habayis, right? And the din is that by a gadol habayis, you should follow the gadol habayis for this man of avelos. If not for the fact that Rabbi Nutam is saying, she has a husband, he's taking care of everything, I'm done, right? The cheshbin was, in that case, it would have been that the avelos doesn't begin until later because it's a gadol habayis, not because fundamentally avelos is masko from this man of the kavura. That's the way Rebbe Fo is docha this raya. We'll talk about gadol habayis a little bit more in 3 minutes or 7 minutes, whatever it is. But Rebbe Fo's dichui is based on the fact that I would have said that her husband is gadol habayis, and therefore I would have said that Rabbi Nutam should delay his avelos until that time. Kamash malan, that the husband has no sheikhas to Rabbeinu Tam. Gadol Habayis means we're all connected somehow. Rabbeinu Tam has nothing to do with them. He's not involved in the kavura, so therefore I hope again right away. Yeah.
Whose relative died?
Rabbeinu Tam's sister died, and Rabbeinu Tam's sister was married. So the chiddush was that Rabbeinu Tam ate meat and drank wine, right? Even before the kavura, etc. He said, I have nothing to do with anything. There's no aninos. Oh. Okay. So that's a machlokes between Rebbe Rafael and the Netziv. Ledina, in this case, the Badei HaShulchan in Se'if Katin Yud Gimel, the Badei HaShulchan writes that there's a tshuva of Reb Haigoin that you should follow the Zman, that there's a tshuva of the Reb Haigoin. Let me just get my bearing. The tshuva of Reb Shri Ragon. So that you begin from the Zman of the Shmiya, in this case. This is what he quotes on page 207. In the Be'urim, he quotes that since Reb Shri Ragon that he writes that Teretz HaAdam on page 157 quotes that they asked Reb Shri Ragon and Reb Hai that if you're in one country and your relative's in a different country and the Shulton kills your relative and you can't get and they can't bury him, Me'imas Aymonin. So he paskins Mishas Shmua. So the Badei HaShulchan Tainos that this is a Beferish Araya like Reb Paul Shapiro and the Maharsham. Even though the Ramban disagrees with Reb Shrira, in that case that the you find out that your relative is killed in a different city, the Ramban says you don't begin Avelos until this man of Kavura. That's only because in that case, they're not going to bury the mace at all. But in a situation that it will bury the mace, so it should begin from this man of the Shmiya. That's what Reb Rafal says. That's what the Badei HaShulchan says. It passes like Reb Rafal. The Moshe Feinstein in Shuva Simin Reish Nun Gimel also paskins like Reb Rafal. Rav Henkin in the Ezra Torah Luach also paskins like Reb Rafal. The Gesher HaChayim page 185 paskins like the Netziv, however. In Chazon Ovadia page 109, he quotes that you can rely on the Netziv B'makim Hefzid, meaning that if they, let's say, you're going to be an Avelos, and Avelos is not allowed to do business, right? The first Gimel Yamim of the Avelos, the Isser business, is very chamor. So you want to delay the Avelos in order to be able to sell your business. So says Chacham Ovadia that you can rely on the Netziv to start the Avelos later on in order to enable you to sell the business. Chacham Ovadia also tainas that this Machlokes Reb Rafael and the Netziv depends on a shaila whether Shmua Rechoka is calculated Mishas Misa or Mishas Kavura. That a Shmua Rechoka means that you hear that someone died more than 30 days after the Misa. Well, how do I calculate 30 days? Shas Misa, Shas Kavura. That's Machlokes HaRishonim. The Bach paskins, Mishas Misa. The Dagomer Vava paskins, Mishas Kavura. Right? That seems to be the same Machlokes. What's the Mechayiv, the Misa or the Kavura? But there is a little bit of a dichoy because over there, Yutaka don't know when the Kavura is going to be, as opposed to this case when you do know when the Kavura is going to be. Now, Ramesha Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav on page 251 that you can begin the Avelos late and finish the Avelos early. You'll begin the Avelos at the Zman of the Kavura, like the Nitziv says, but you'll finish the Avelos 7 days after hearing about the Misa, like the Rebbe Rav Moshe Pira says. And Rav Shechter explains that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held that halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel is a very powerful yesod, and even b'makom tarati desasri, I'm going to say halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. Right? It's not consistent. It's a tarati desasri. If the avelos begins in this man of kavura, it should be zayin yamin from this man of kavura. It begins in this man of misa. Right? How can it be that I start late and I finish early? No, it's mamish the opposite of ma'achrim latzis min shabbos or maharim lavoi. No, this is right. It's mamish the opposite. So what's going on over here? So apparently, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that you can say halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel even by a tarati desasri. I asked Rav Shechter this morning, I'm like, isn't this halacha against Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Dalet writes that if you already davened Ma'ariv, but you davened Ma'ariv mi ba'od yom, and then you hear that your relative died after you davened Ma'ariv, are you allowed to count the previous day as day one of Shiva? Right, you daven early Ma'ariv, and so does that make it Wednesday or not? Right, that's really the shaila. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that yesh misha omer shemona miyom ha-macharas ve'also yom eino olar. We spoke about this in Hilchos Nida, that some say that you start from tomorrow, that it becomes Wednesday, and you can't count Tuesday as the first day of Shiva. Why not? So the Taz over here quotes, and this is in the Makar HaDavar in the Mordechai, because we'll be attacked in Desasri. I already davened Ma'ariv. That means I already made it Wednesday. It can't be, therefore, that Tuesday is day one of Shiva. There'll be attacked in Desasri. So don't I see beferish that you do say Tarti Desasri, that you do not allow a Tarti Desasri in Yoni Avelos against what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said in this Machlokes? That's what I asked Rav Shechter this morning. So first Rav Shechter tells me, he's like, that whole din doesn't make any sense. Why would davening Ma'ariv make it Wednesday? The whole thing is mamish there. Like, okay, like, but I'm dealing with Shulchan Aruch. Like, so what am I going to do? So I thought that maybe, Rav Shechter was not crazy about this idea, but I thought maybe there's a difference between a tarati desasri in yoni avelos and a tarati desasri between avelos and one other area of halacha. Once for another area of halacha, I pass in that today is Wednesday, so then I can't say that in yoni avelos it's considered Tuesday. If both issues are issues in avelos, so then I'm allowed to be mekon in yoni avelos. But when one is an inyan in avelos and one is an inyan in something else, so maybe I can't be mekon in yoni avelos. So I said this to Rav Shechter. So Rav Shechter told me he doesn't think it's correct because Rav Chanan Wasserman has a proof from a Gemara in Nozir that you do say Yatarati Desasri in yoni avelos. I didn't like, from this point on, I like didn't follow what he said. But the basic idea is that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik paskin that you could say Yatarati Desasri in yoni avelos. And that's how he holds the machlokes between Reb Rafael and the Nitziv. Again, some achrayim pass in straight like Reb Rafael, others pass in straight like the Nitziv, and then we have both Chacham Ovadia and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik who do like this kind of quasi in between shita about these issues. Now, the dinim of Se'if Beis, just to go back to it, it's a little bit complicated, right? The din is that if they're going to send the mace to a different city, So if the Gadol HaBayis goes with the mace, so then the halacha is that those who stay behind do not begin the avelos until the time of the Gadol HaBayis begins his avelos. That's the din that makes it a Sif Beis. If the Gadol HaBayis stays back, so then the din is that you begin the avelos, let's say when you turn around, and then the other people who go with the nifter, if they're not the Gadol HaBayis, they come back and they will have a truncated avelos. They'll have a shorter avelos because the Gadol HaBayis stays back home. How am I magdir Gadol HaBayis is a complicated issue. This particular Gadol HaBayis is a Yerushalmi, and the Ritz Geyo says that the Gadol HaBayis is the person who supports the entire family financially. And there's a discussion whether you can have a Gadol HaBayis who's a katan or not. Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Gadol HaBayis has to be a Gadol, has to be someone over bar mitzvah. Okay, that's the din. L'maisa sif beis paskins, that if the Gadol HaBayis goes, so effectively you end up with a longer shiva. The Gadol HaBayis goes to do the kavura. Gadol HaBayis goes to Eretz Yisrael, let's say. Right? So everybody else, right, is going to count Misha Yikbar. They're not going to begin shiva until the kavura, until the assumption that the kavura happened. Or the Bali HaTaisva say that they begin their shiva now, but they finish it on the cheshbin of the Gadol HaBayis who went to the kavura. But if the Gadol HaBayis stays back, so then even though they return, l'maisa, they'll all finish shiva early. That's halacha in Sif Beis. Gadol HaBayis comes up later on in Sif Ches in a more complicated sort of way. The din is that if you have a relative who died and you don't know about it until you show up in town, so if you were far away, if you were away more than 10 parsa, so then you have your own cheshbin of shiva. But if you're within 10 parsa, you are nigrar after the other aveilum. That's the din in Sif Ches. This din is true only if the Gadol HaBayis is still there. Meaning, if you are with your namakum karay, less than 10 parsa away, and you show up and they're still sitting shiva, so then you can have a truncated shiva, providing that there's a Gadol HaBayis, and the Gadol HaBayis is, there are still menachamim by the Gadol HaBayis. That's the din in Sif Ches. Now, the Shach over here is very marach about these dinim of Gadol HaBayis. And the Shach maintains that if the Gadol HaBayis goes away and plans on staying away, that's when the din of Sif Beis begins. That's the case when the Gadol HaBayis has his own cheshbin of shiva. Because he went away and he's going to stay away. He goes to Eretz Yisrael and he's going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Gadol HaBayis goes away and he's going to come back, so then it's all one family. That's the way the Shach paskins in Sif Katin Yud Beis. Rebbe Kiva Eger in Sif Beis is mitzayin this Shach. That means l'cha'ira that the entire family will end up, in most cases, I think the person who goes to do the kavura, even if that person would theoretically be Gadol HaBayis. I heard them say, if you have a shayla, whether someone's a Gadol HaBayis, ask a Mora HaRa'ah, it's hard to figure out. But in most cases, if you're going to come back, so the whole family finishes Shiva at the same time. Right? That's the psak of the Shach there, this very lengthy Shach in Sivkatin Yud Beis. Yeah.
What's the reason?
I'm sorry, can I just speak louder?
What's the reason for Talmud?
So the reason God Abai is probably just a Kabbalistic thing, or it's because the God Abai is responsible for the whole body, so everyone is Nigra Acharov, that type of issue. And again, that's why it's so hard to be Magdir, who's the God Abai is today. In most cases today, you have a Nifter and there's like four kids and they live in four different homes or different communities. There's no God Abai. Like the whole thing is, oh. So do we ever today have some sort of din along these lines? Remember, we're talking about some people are beginning avilos before the kavura, right? And the God of Avos who goes to do the kavura is not going to begin his avilos until the kavura, right? And the way the Shach says it, since he's going to come back, he'll finish the avilos early. Do we ever have a case like where the makom karav and the makom rachayk really plays a role without dinim of God of Habayis? So I have the following case. Two brothers. One is named Jerry. The other is named Jay. Jerry, this mamish happened like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. So Jerry and Jay were be'etzem estranged from their father. They had like no connection to their father. The father calls them and says, listen, Chevra, I've been estranged from you like for years and years, but I'm going to be dying soon. I want to establish a connection with my sons. So both Jerry and Jay go and they establish some sort of kesher with their father, but they know that the father is going to be dying pretty soon. Kim Tzigain, Jay, who's actually the younger son, Jay just began a new job. And Jay is at like his new job's orientation down in Baltimore. The rest of the family's in Washington Heights. He's at his new job's orientation down in Baltimore. And he really doesn't want to miss out on a few days of his new job orientation because he feels that this will really hurt him. So Jay, when he goes down to Baltimore, gives Jerry and his mom very strict instructions. If dad dies, again, dad is his mom's ex, right? But if you hear that dad dies, don't tell me. Says, don't tell me at all. Okay, that was Jay's cheshbon. So Jay goes. He's in Baltimore and like he doesn't call or anything, but basically he knows his father's dying. Like by the time he went down to Baltimore, like his father's at the very end, he knows his father died at some point while he's on this vacation, not vacation, like job beginning thing. So then Jay comes back and he came back actually on day 6 of Shiva. And he ended up sitting basically one day of Shiva, right? Because you get up day 7 in the morning. So Jay comes back to the house. Jerry tells me Jay is coming. Jay comes in. I take a kriya with Jay. He sits down. He had one day of avelos. So I tell the story to Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig is like, wow, you actually orchestrated a case, right, where this happens. Right? The guy did it. It's like if Ches, you don't know about the Misa until you show up, and then you're Mona Imahem, even though Baltimore is more than 10 parsa from New York. But since today we travel, right, on cars or trains, I think he took a train, but Lamaisa, 10 parsa is just the amount of time of the travel, so it's considered a Makkaim Karov, so you're Mona Imahem. Right, that's the din. So Rabbi Willig was very impressed that we were able to like orchestrate this thing. So I tell Rabbi Willig, this wasn't my ha. This is like, Jay just didn't want to sit Shiva for his father who he barely knew, who he was angry at for not knowing for the first 30 years of his life, whatever it is. That's the story. Yeah, Avi.
The example that they give in the Hard School Safer is if there's like an older person, it will be very difficult for them to sit for 7 days. So they won't, the family doctor won't tell them until the last day.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense also. I mean, again, we spoke about, like, elderly people. Maybe we should not tell them that mace on mace because it's going to hurt them, etc. So those are some of the dinim in Simin Shin Ayin Hei regarding beginning avelos before the kavura. That's what we spoke about. In Shin Ayin Hey, if Sivkot and Aleph in the Shach. So if you remember, we point out that there's a machlekes between the Bahag and the Rambam and the Ramban about whether this din of turning your back means that there's haskalas avelos, even if it is that the nifter is, that the kfir is going to be ba'ol sahir. Right? The Rambam and the Ramban say the din is only when the kfir is going to be in a different city, but not if the kfir is going to be ba'ol sahir. Zok the Dogor Meravavo, that there's really no machlokes between the Rav Hai and the Rambam Ramban. The case of the Rav Hai is actually a case that makes it the last mechaber and some mentioned Sadi Tess. That's a case that the person is nifter mamish erev yontif, and they want to get the kavura done, and they want to begin shiva before yontif, so that yontif is mevatel the entire shiva. No? So what they do is they hand the mace to the goyim, who are going to take care of it, and they say, we want nothing to do with this mace. Even though the kavura is ba'osa ha'ir, still that day counts as a day of shiva.
Even if it happens on yontif itself.
The kavura, even though the kavura started on yontif, the kavura happened on yontif itself, but you're done with the mace, because you handed the mace over. So therefore, it all begins early. That's right. And therefore, Yantiv knocks off the Shiva. That's the last din in Shin Sadi Tes. So says the Dag HaMerev Vava, that din is a din in Erev Yantiv. Erev Yantiv means that the Yisraelim can't be Olsek the mace. That's why the Yisraelim are Mamash Masalik themselves from the mace. And that's why, even though it's Ba'osa Ha'ir, still, once you turn around, you're done, because you can't be involved anymore. But if it's Ba'osa Ha'ir on a Tuesday, the Rav Hai would not disagree with the Ramban. Right? Zot, the Dogma Revava, fundamentally, there's no machlokes between Rav Hai and the Rambam slash Ramban, because Rav Hai is talking about Erev Yontiv, and on Erev Yontiv, you're mamish masalik yourself from the mace. Now, it's not only the Dag HaMerev Vava who says this, it's the Truba the Radvaz who says this, etc. But Five Kohen points out that, one second, what does it mean that you're masalik yourself from the mace? The halacha, according to many mefarshim, is that when a Yisrael doesn't do kavura on his mace b'yontiv, that means that Yisrael doesn't dig and fill in the grave, because that's going to be some malacha bona on Shabbos yontiv when you fill in the grave. But according to many Rishonim, the Yisrael can and should carry the mace, even on yontiv rishon. So what does it mean that the Yisrael is misalik himself? So if I write Bishlam, according to the Radvaz, I could say that you're misalik yourself, because the Radvaz holds that you're not allowed to carry the mace. But the Dag HaMerev Vava, I don't know if he holds that way. So what is the what's the pshat over here? That's his ha'ara. I don't know. My guess is that the pshat in the Dag HaMerev Vava is that maybe technically speaking, halachically, you could carry the mace, but you mamish don't want to because it's yontif. So in that case, we know that you're in gansa misalik yourself, as opposed to other cases where the kvur is ba'osa ha'ir, that you're not misalik yourself. And if you're going to hear that something is going wrong, you're going to run there and still remain involved. That's by the pshat, etc. Okay. There are other situations when the avelos begins before the kavura. Let's say there's a matzar on the city. Let's say the city, there's a siege. So even though the kavura didn't happen yet, but they take the coffin and they put the coffin in a home, and they're going to leave it there. So that's ke'ilu, you're masalik yourself, and that's when the shiva begins. I told about that case with the member of the shul who lost her brother in the island of Palau. No? I said the story? Right? So that's another type of case that you're totally masalik yourself, and you can begin the shiva before the kavura at all. Sifhei, Haruge Malchus, that the government does not allow you to bury them. So once you stop asking the king for Rishos, so Avelos begins, that's what it says in Sifhei, even though you don't give up on stealing the body, even though you're still hatching plans to steal the body. Now, this din comes from a Maseches Machos that's quoted in the Ramban, in the Torah Sa'adam on page 262. And they have a Lashon that if you are gonave, the mace, you're actually, like, you're in violation of Shabbos and Giloy Arayas and Shvichas Donim. Pretty bad, right? So the Ramban says, what does it mean that if you steal the mace, you're in violation of Shabbos, Giloy Arayas, and Shvichas Donim? It's like the Ramban, because once you steal the mace, you're a marked man. If you're a marked man, you're going to have to run from town to town. You're running from town to town, inevitably you'll be Mechal Shabbos. You run from town to town, inevitably you're going to have to kill people to keep yourself alive, obviously. And you're running from town to town, you end up violating Gilei Arayis. That's what the Ramban says. The on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, they have the comments of the Beis Hillel. So the Beis Hillel says a different pshat. He says that you're considered a Reitzeyach, because if you're a gonev, you're like a baba machteres, who's like a shofech damim, that you're allowed to kill this guy. Moreover, every gonev is hiding. But the difference between a gonev and a gazlan is that a gazlan does it openly, a gonev does it b'mistarim. So therefore, since you do stuff when it's hiding, so it's like you are violating arayis, and like you violate avodah zarah, because those are averis that always happen in hiding. That's the way he says. But basically, it's funny that you have a Maseches Machos that's really encouraging you, please do not steal the body from the government. Sif Zayin is an interesting din. There's a din of Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif versus Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif. Meaning to say, if you have a married woman and the husband is drowning at sea. So if the husband drowns in Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, if it's like a small enough lake that you could see all the edges, and if the husband came out, you'd see he got it over there, he got it over there. So in that case, if the husband doesn't come out from the drowning, you assume the husband is dead and the woman is free to get remarried. But if it's Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif, the boat capsizes in the middle of the Mediterranean, you can't see all the shores. So then we're not Matir the Aguna in Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif. Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Ar Sameach that the pshat in this din is as follows. We have a massive amount of kulas in order to be Matir and Aguna, right? Either because Ishus Ishus Daigo Minseva, or because it's Moshe Davido Leguya, or it's a Gzeres HaKosov, Lo Yotam Erech Ad Be'ish, Avakamu Be'isha, but there are different Mahalchim and Mishonim. But Lamaisa, we have lots of kulas to be Matir and Aguna. We allow the testimony of women, right? We allow the testimony of Goyim to say that the fellow is dead. Since we have so many kulos in the miskeret of Aguna, so Chazal had a need to balance it out. You can't have an area of halacha that's so extraordinarily makel. So therefore, they throw a chumra in called Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. They throw this chumra in order to balance out the picture. And the assumption was that Mayim She'en Lahem Seif would not come up so often. So that's like the one chumra that they threw into the miskeret. Because Chachamim are so machmir that we're not going to be matir the aguna with the Mayim She'en Lahem Seif case, so they're also machmir that we do not allow the family to do avelos. Because if the family would do avelos, that means that they are saying that the guy is dead. And we're saying we don't know he's dead because we're not allowing the woman, the aguna, to be married. So therefore, we do not allow you to prava avelos. The poskim say we don't allow you to say, the Goyim Arsha says we don't allow you to say Kaddish. because all these things would show that the person is dead. There is a discussion in the Piskei Tshuva. Maybe we allow you to say Kaddish in the private minyan at home. We just don't allow you to say Kaddish in the larger minyan in the Beis Knesses. Again, because we don't want to publicize that the guy is dead, since we're not allowing the wife to remarry. I don't know how many of you, as kids, used to read these Marcus Lehman books. Right? Marcus Lehman was like a frum author of novels. So one of the novels I read as a kid by Marcus Lehman involves a case. Marcus Lehman was like the Orthodox rabbi who's always opposing the Reform rabbis in town. So one case, they had like one of these cases that the husband is missing, and the Reform rabbi says the husband is obviously dead, let the kids say Kaddish and observe Avelos, and the Orthodox rabbi is, no, you can't do it. And everyone says the Orthodox rabbi is such an evil guy, he's not letting the family heal itself, not saying Kaddish. And the Orthodox rabbi says, no, that's the halacha, we haven't identified the body, we don't know that he's dead. And then it turned out like a year and a half later, the husband comes back. He had been captured by some bandits, and he was alive the whole time. He comes back. So the Orthodox rabbi is proven correct. This is a Marcus Lehman story that I read as a kid. That's how I first learned about these dinim of being matir and aguna and stuff like that, and not saying Kaddish in that situation. The Goyan Maharsha over here discusses that if you have a kid, you want the kid to do some actions with just the father, but it can't be actions that publicly show that the kid's an other. Also, have the kid learn extra Torah, have the kid give tzedaka, stuff like that, but we don't want to show that the person is dead. The Piskei Tshuva quotes Machsam Sefer. Let's say the person who's in Mayim She'ein Lahem Saif is a woman. Or let's say the person in Mayim She'ein Lahem Saif is a unmarried male. The din of Mayim She'ein Lahem Saif is a din with respect to being matir and aguna. Let's say there's no aguna involved. So do we allow you to pravazach avelos, should you pravazach avelos, based on the very powerful rove that this guy is dead? So the achronim have long discussions. Do we make a gezeira legezeira in this case? The Chassam Sefer quotes that Maran ben Chaviv in the Sefer Ezras Noshim says that even the Ravok, we don't allow to do Avelos. Some say that's what the Shach holds, but he himself disagrees, and he says that we only don't allow Avelos in the case of an Eshes Ish and her husband, etc. That's the only time we don't allow Avelos. Again, so these are the dinim in Se'if Zayin with the Avelos on the Mayim She'in Lahem Saif. Okay. Again, I think we covered most of the dinim in Shin Ayin. Hey, the dinim are actually... let's just talk about two more things. And Se'if Yud Aleph. So we mentioned the case already about... If you hear that, if you already daven Ma'ariv early, and then you hear that a relative died this week, can you be maskil d'avelos on Tuesday, even though you davened Wednesday's Ma'ariv? Right? That's the Shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins know. In Hilchas Nida, we say that B'Shas HaDechak, we allow you to do Hefzik Tahara after davening Ma'ariv. So ma bein hilchos nida lehilchos avelos. So the Shach on in Sif Kotin Yudalar and Tesvav works very hard on this. The Shach first says that maybe women don't usually daven ma'ariv. The din is not because the kohal davened. The din is because you davened ma'ariv. The woman who did not daven ma'ariv is nigra after the kohal. The man, if he davened Ma'ariv, so then you have a tarti disaster. If he didn't daven Ma'ariv, right, so then, right, maybe it's not nigraft alcohol. That's the way the Shach quotes from his father. The Shach says another two svaris. One svar is that the dinim of avelos are not in your control at all. You hear the person died. Min hashemayim, the person died, it's still Tuesday. So you prav avelos, right, from Tuesday. Hilchus nida, right, might be more machmir, or in the sense of that maybe by hilchus nida, you have no right to enter a situation once you already declared it's Wednesday. That would go in the opposite direction of what we have in Shulchan Aruch. What we have in Shulchan Aruch is that it's by Hilchos Avelos, it's for sure Wednesday. By Hilchos Nida, we allow you to consider it Tuesday. Right? The Cheshbin that the Shach quotes at the end of Sifkatin Yudalid is the Cheshbin that Avelos is something that happens min hashamayim, and therefore it's considered daytime. Nida, you have no right to put yourself in this situation after you already accepted Wednesday, as it were. The other mahalach that the Shach tainas is that avelos is more mekel because halacha kedemei hamekel ba'avel. Now, that also would go in the opposite direction. That would mean that by avelos, it's more likely that you're maskel on Tuesday than is by nida that you're maskel on Wednesday, etc. So again, we have two svaris in the Shach to be more mekel by avelos, but the din seems to be that we're more machmir by avelos, at least that's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shach in Sifkat and Tesvav is masbir, the dinim that we have over here. And I don't understand his hesber. I think we spoke about this in Hochos Nida a little bit. When I daven Ma'ariv early, I don't make it Wednesday, but I make it like a sniff for Wednesday. It's not Itsumo Shel Wednesday, right? And I think we spoke about this in Nida, like I don't know what the words mean. Mr. Danesh. I'm davening Ma'ariv after Plag. I'm davening not after Shkia. I'm davening Ma'ariv after Plag. So it's Mamish Old Hayom Gadol, right? So the Shaila is, I daven Ma'ariv. So that means it's Wednesday. So then how could I count Shiva from Tuesday? Right? That's the issue that the Achareinim are saying. And they say, the Shach ultimately says something about, what's it called? Something about Itsumo Shayom versus a Sniffly Yom. Don't understand. Now, the Pisbei Tshuva over here quotes that which day is the Yartzeit? You already davened Ma'ariv, right? So you made it Wednesday. So does that mean that the Yartzeit is Wednesday? Right? Let's assume the Shulchan Aruch is right, that you can't start Shiva until tomorrow, until Wednesday. So that means it's Mamish Wednesday, right? I don't know. Hard to imagine. The Pashtus is that the Yartzeit is Tuesday, because the calendar date of the death, that is, that's the day for the Yartzeit.
The whole Svara is a target of the Sasri. It's not relevant to
establish. The Tati is not relevant for the Yartzeit. Right, absolutely. Again, so these are the dinim here in Simen Shin Ayin. Hey, these are complicated dinim. Lamaisa, in most cases, the issue that comes up is when some family members go to Eretz Yisrael. So in these cases, Lamaisa, what we do is we follow the Shach, but since they're returning home, so the whole family is considered one unit. I think that's the basic din. I mean, I don't remember the details of this case, but when my father sat Shiva for my grandfather, so that's 1984, so I was 10. So I remember that my father wanted to finish Shiva a day earlier, and his Rav in Baltimore said he should finish Shiva a day earlier. But Rabbi Polkovitz, who was then the Rav of the White Shul, said he should keep Shiva for an extra day. So I'm not exactly sure what the pshat is, but I seem to recall that the pshat is as follows. I have to ask my father. My father did not go to my grandfather's levaya. My grandfather died in Eretz Yisrael. My father, we lived in New York. He didn't go to his father's levaya. So he began avelos right when he heard that his father was nifter, even though, right, the kavura was going to be the next day or the next halachic day. The kavura, I think my grandfather was buried at night. My father began the shiva right when he heard, which was still daytime in New York, right? And there was still a few hours before the kavura, which was in Eretz Yisrael at night. It turned out he died like at the end of the day. He was buried at night. So my father kept an extra day of shiva. So what was the cheshbon of keeping the extra day of shiva? So I think the cheshbon is something along the lines of what we've been discussing. You know when the kavura is going to be, right? So according to the Pashtus in the Rambam, Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, it's like you don't begin the Avelus until then, right? But we said that the Minhag HaOlam is that you begin the Avelus earlier. It also relates to what we discussed, the Machlokas of Rav Shapiro and the Nitziv, about whether when you get the telegram, etc. Right? So that's exactly the shaila that happened with my father. So again, there's a Machlokas HaPaiskin. Do you follow Rav Shapiro? Do you follow the Nitziv? I'm pretty sure, again, I was mamish a little kid, like I was 10 years old, but I just remember a conversation during the Shiva that my father said he's sitting one extra day, even though Rabbi Feldman was our Rav from Baltimore, asking he should get up Shiva a day earlier, but like we were living in Lawrence, Farakway at that time, he's like Rabbi Polkovitz is a local Rav, he said an extra day of Shiva. I'm pretretty sure that was the story. It was in the Sifrei Brachot. Sure, I'd have to ask my father exactly what the cheshbon is. Okay, gentlemen, so these are today's discussions, and we should continue to learn Torah. Okay. Shinayin Vav, yeah. Try Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin and Ayin Chesiv and... Right?